you know, they can't do too much damage because they're only there for a year. Plus, it would mean...
Can't do that much good either.
Yeah.
Well, you can, because you can, you know, build upon the existing work.
But what's the responsibility they have to do
they're
good?
Because they're, you know, because there is, like, people are genuinely decent people, and you're so fucking cynical.
No, but Sierra's
you're
right,
because
if you're there for a year, for instance, and you're like, holy crap, there's a lot of papers, like, I'm not sure if we're doing the right thing, like, there's so many factors coming in from all the, you know, the spies and from the economic advisors. I'm just simple.
But you have technocrats. You have technocrats who are still filtering and giving information.
But you still have to therefore read all the dossier. We hope that
do you think they do that now? Do you think any of them actually reads half the bills they put through? They don't.
Well,
they admit they don't.
An entire bureaucracy that is supposed to help. No, you're absolutely right. It isn't perfect, and even a lot of the Americans were saying that they hadn't read like the latest healthcare.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Like, it's a problem. But it's easy, therefore, I think, to say, hey, I'm this average citizen, and I'm like, I don't want to like fuck things up. I'm just gonna kind of like filibuster so the next year's people can deal with the important stuff, and that can just keep progressing.
Last thoughts. Come
I
on,
have
Sierra.
So many thoughts.
I know,
in government for a year.
Hurry
Jesus
up.
Christ. That's the opinion of someone who's never worked in government. It's such a complicated system that you need so much knowledge to run. And yes, it's so incredibly flawed, but you can't just have random people from around the country come into power because they don't have any experience. So you're not going to get any real things done. And it's going to become even more backwater than it already
Which
is.
Which is why we need to go to proportional representation. All right. That's the end of our show. Thank you for listening to White Noise. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Last up tonight is Pond. This is Fantastic Explosion of Time. We'll see you very soon.
Fantastic explosion of time. You slither over the line and you fade away into the splendid design. Oh, a reality forming on me, never be away.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Conley from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave Radio.
Broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam Nation.
Trashman didn't get my trash today.
Make the world go round.
people make the world go round. The Stylistics, 1971. We got a good show for you. I am Aero the Knot. I got my partner, Chart Laurel.
You're listening to Ninth Wave Radio. Welcome to episode 5, everybody. Up next, we have the homie from Guelph, Eloquent, with his latest project, Worst Case Scenario. This track is called Last Breath, featuring Iman Omari from LA. Stay listening.
You say if I ask you to stay, tell me how do I go about keeping you on? Be free, all you can be, there's no need to subdue. Love is all I am, so let the rhythm run through you. Oh, oh, all that ever was, was being as through our body. I
wish upon a star for an afternoon with you. You? To kiss above the stars inside of an air balloon. My love a black dove when I fly for you. A crush of purple dust dance in the sky for you. From a hush to full discussions about that ass on you. When I cuff it, no discussing what that ass gon' do. I put the past on you, make it last. Cause I usually don't do this, but I do it for you. I gotta freeze it. My heart's so cold, ain't got no feelings. So now I'm leaving. Trying to get beside me, you don't need it. It's whatever, sunshine or the rain. I'ma rub your body down, you won't feel no pain. Let me love you how they do it at the villas in Spain. Near the fountain where I found you, wipe the tears off your face. I'm painting the perfect picture and the vision explains. We are art taking shape inside of one frame. Two hearts pouring out, two cups, two brains. Can't get enough of your sweet sugar cane. Are you effing dreaming of somebody? Inside your mind, inside your body. So you stand at the corner of the party, just jamming to the rhythm of your heartbeat. Do you want somebody? Are you often dreaming of somebody? Visions of my body, dancing in the party, feeling naughty. I'm calling somebody, and I'm getting closer to your body. Pulsing through our body.
call you. I can be the one you get your all to. No, I hate to fall, so it falls through. Baby, fall through. You different, fuck what they all do. Tryna get to know you on a level you ain't been introduced to. I ain't tryna hurt or confuse you, maybe amuse you. Damn. Maybe we can do the usual. I think I can use you. I think I can put you in a place and never lose you. We the freaks, nigga, we control the voodoo. You been tryna solve a puzzle you ain't even got the clue to. I hate the things that you do. You hate the fact that I moved. I'm somewhere with someone new. We talked about a lot, but you ain't listen. Man, I'm in the liver on my air, cup, my dual house, sipping on some tea, man, Zach in the witness. This is how it goes when you get it. This is how it goes when you get it. Man, I got some gold for these bitches. Yeah, I keep it in the bun, but this is Texas where the grills looking vicious. And I know I'm kind of fast, but maybe spend the night if you with it. What's up? What's your phone number? Tell me what's your phone number, girl. What's your phone number? Yeah. What's your phone number? What's your phone number, girl?
Badu. But you can't use my phone. It's the album. The song is called What's Your Phone Number? Followed by this little homage to DJ Screw.
This whole project is dope. Everything has to do with phones, calling. Yeah, she's clever on this one.
The title of the album, But You Can't Use My Phone. For y'all who don't know, is the chorus bridge to the song Tyrone, which was first heard on her Erykah Badu Live album that came out after Baduism, and it's kind of what blew her up. So it's cool to see her come full circle with this concept about phones based on a loose song that she kind of just winged for a live performance. It's really cool and conceptual, and to put on a young producer like Zach Witness shows kind of the spirit of hip-hop in Erykah Badu, because it's all about teaching the next generation to, you know, make good music and put on the ute, the ute dem.
Each one teach one, y'all.
That's right.
Welcome once again to Ninth Wave Radio. This is episode 5. If you're just tuning in, I am Char Loro. Beside me, I've got Aero the Knot. We've got a gnarly hour of music planned for y'all. We just came back from a weekend, 4 days out in nature. I had my phone off the entire time. I refused to know what time it was.
She wouldn't even look at the time.
No, I wouldn't.
I just looked at the sun. I looked at the moon. I jumped in the water. We made hella fire.
And cut hella wood. Char's got a mean swing. She's got it. She's got it down.
The goal is to look at it and imagine the whole thing splitting in half with one swing. And it's so freaking satisfying to accomplish that. Let me tell you, especially for my little bod. I couldn't believe I could do it.
It's all about technique, not about strength when it comes to wood chopping with an axe. And you need a sharp instrument as well.
And you need to channel your inner Bruce Lee.
Your inner chi. Energy.
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 Your energy.
Yeah. on this Cambi trip, we kept it all analog. We were just listening to tapes, and one of the tapes we had was an Eloquent tape. One of his older albums, which kind of inspired us to play That song earlier off his new project, Worst Case Scenario.
Eloquent's been doing his thing for a long time. He tours a lot, worldwide. He comes to Vancouver at least once a year. Yeah, humble man, amazing producer, has worked with the likes of Ali, Mocha Only, Ivan Ive, your homie from Norway, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Shoutouts to Ivan Ive. Yeah, Eloquent is one of those producers who has been in the underground, but like big time for a long time. I remember last year I was in Singapore and I was in a coffee shop. I was looking at a magazine and lo and behold, I open it up and there's an article about this man. I'm like, what? This guy's out in Singapore. How did that happen? Snapped a photo, sent it to him. Yeah.
Wow. Small world. It's funny how synchronicity works like that. For y'all tuned in out there, you are listening to 101.9 FM Ninth Wave Radio with A-Ro and Charloro. Next up, we're going to get into some homegrown talent. Tennyson out of Alberta, Luke and Emma, production duo and siblings. She holds down the drums, programming, and he holds down the keys and vocals and synths. And, well, I'll let you hear for yourself. Stay tuned, Ninth Wave.
By Dot, also known as Kate Elwanger. I just discovered her a couple weeks back. She just released a new project. She is a music producer, vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, originally from Olympia, Washington, our neighbors. She's also a Sith Lord, referencing episode 2 if you don't know. The track before that was Vancouver's homegrown talent, Claire Mortify, produced by Dot. I guess these two connected, maybe in LA now that those two are living there. Dot also has her own record label, all-female record label called Unspeakable Records. Should definitely check them out. Up next, this is Nujabes' old album, Spiritual State, featuring Uyama Hiroto. Once again, this is Ninth Wave Radio. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
Funky Grooves by Second Son out of Toronto, featuring The Count and Rennie B. He's got an EP due in June and a full-length solo project in September. Look out for that. He's done a lot of work with Ali, Tanika Charles, Tika, Jillian Mapp. Look out for those projects coming soon. Next up, we got something off the new Gold Link album. I was late to this project, but this song in particular, a bit fitting, is called Summertime, featuring Wale and Radiant Children. Check it out. You're listening to 101.9 FM, Ninth Wave.
She love me, but she in California. Wanna be the talk of the town. We're moved to California. Duck off just the fucker so nobody knows in California. Bottom featuring women, it's so plenty. They need marijuana. It's so good head. And you tell them, turn their phone off. Tell them, get so loose. Then we catch them with their shirt off. Girl, take that skirt off. Now put on your work clothes and baby, put that guard down. We gon' piss the neighbors off. Then I gotta go, girl, and catch you at your dead job. Keep it all discreet. Then I meet you in the nighttime. You smell like the summertime. Find out in a glass of wine. You know that I speak in code. They don't have to ever know. Keep it on the hush hush, keep it on the DL. You slide down a pole and I'm sliding down your TL. They don't know no details, do your file like detail. I'ma blow your back out and your boyfriend get no details.
She yearning for it from California. I don't got no girlfriend, but got some workers in California. I be in Landover, but Bama's cannabis, California. And I be the prince of my city, bitch, with my abalone. Been a poet that's been performing for deaf ears. Raph Simmons, my sweatsuit, hit me loud, clear. Back to back in the matte blacks. When I'm fucking, I call her back. But I'm stuck, cause I think she left when her glass slippers. Cinderella, what's your real intentions? You wanna move to Calabasas, but it's too expensive. You wanna be with Easy Travis, Migos, or the Jenners. You wanna fuck 100 rappers if it gets you narrow. Keep it on a hush hush, keep it on that DL. I be in your dreams, but they be in your DMs. And my only weakness, reefer all them females. Me and Gold Link, second home is that 3-1. Oh.
Episode 5. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been with us since 10 o'clock, that's dope. If you've been with us since episode 1, that's real dope. A lot of what inspired tonight's music came from our 4-day weekend out in nature, completely disconnected to technology. There were no tethering or extensions of digital devices to my tiny little fingers. And that was really amazing. Does a lot for your mental health, your soul health, your heart health.
We urge everybody to get into nature and enjoy all that BC and wherever you're from has to offer. It's well worth it. It's an amazing way to ground yourself, particularly in these days and times. Everyone's attached to their cell phone. Even while we were camping, I saw tons of people with their cell phone out. Some people can't truly disconnect without thinking of, you know, life back home or what's going on the internet, which is fine. But I think it's important to recognize that in yourself. Why do you need your social media device? What was your life like before you had that smartphone, you know?
That's real truth. I actually just dipped out of my Facebook for a while. Undetermined amount of time. Got my homie to change the password for me so I can't log back in.
Shouts out Pat for hiding the password.
He holds all the answers. And you know what? It really just allows you to connect, you know, with people face to face. And that is my intention. I want to be out in the city. I want to hit up all these car-free days that are coming up in June. West End, Main Street, Commercial Drive, North Van, Kits,